And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Vicki Ryder. Sometimes we don't know just how fortunate we really are. If we get sick or have an accident, we just go to the nearest emergency room and they pull us back from the brink of death. But other North Carolinians aren't that lucky. I've just returned from the town of Belhaven on our state's coast, and what's happening there makes me sick. Belhaven's hospital was built in the 1940s with money raised by town folk to serve everyone, regardless of income. In 2011, it was bought out by Vidant Health, and 2 years later, Vidant announced it was closing the hospital for financial reasons. That decision has left more than 20,000 people in two counties without emergency services, and many now must travel an hour or more to reach an emergency room. People are dying. One was a 16-year-old whose tractor turned over on him at his family farm. With no nearby emergency room, they had to call for a medevac helicopter, but by the time it arrived, he was beyond saving. Meanwhile, the hospital stood closed just 10 minutes away. Belhaven wants to buy back its hospital, but the current owners, Pantego Creek LLC, want to demolish it so Vidant can maximize its profits at another facility. Belhaven's mayor is determined not to let that happen. He and others now keep a 24-hour watch, sleeping in tents across from the empty hospital to stop the bulldozers if they show up. For more information on how you can join the watch and help our Belhaven neighbors, just go to saveourhospital.org. This is Vicki Ryder.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.